At Novarq Technologies, we have developed and commercialized the world's first collaborative welding robot, and we've been able to significantly increase pipe fabrication shops' productivity and weld quality.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Robot Industry Podcast. And hello to our listeners in Australia, in Ferntree Gully in Victoria, and Kensington, New South Wales. Thanks for joining us today. My guest is Sarush Karemzadeh. He's CEO and co-founder of Novarq Technologies, Inc., based in Vancouver, Canada. Sarush is the CEO and co-founder of Novarq Technologies. Previously, he was a product manager at AutoPro Automation, managing industrial automation projects for oil and gas and mining companies. Prior to this, he was a project manager at Kruger Products, designing, developing, and implementing automated systems for paper machines and converting lines. In 2011, he founded and led a startup technology company creating a novel SaaS CRM platform. Sarush holds an MBA in strategy and finance from the University of British Columbia and is a professional engineer as well as a CFA charter holder. Welcome to the podcast, Sarush. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Hey, Sarush, we read your bio, obviously, but what got you into automated robotics and welding?
A great question. So what really got us into robotic welding was the fact that in the process piping industry, to this date, there's still a significant amount of welding that's done by manual welding. So that is pipe welders who have more than 10 years of experience and education have to do this repetitive task throughout an 8-hour shift. The problem with that picture is that, of course, in terms of productivity, as all humans we are, we are limited in terms of how many widgets we can produce in a day before we get tired. Of course, with that, the quality of the work drops out through an 8-hour shift as well. Now, these welders that do pipe welding, their wages are significantly higher than other welders, junior welders that work in other welding segments. But the biggest problem of all was the fact that there's a shortage of qualified welders around the world. And when you look at the long-term trends of this, you see that the new generation is not very much interested in going to trades such as welding, and the baby boomers are almost retiring. So that shortage of qualified welders is becoming larger and larger every day. In other words, this was a process that was overdue for automation.
So it sounds like you've got the trifecta of things going on, right? You've got employee attraction, you've got quality issues and cost issues. So why else are your customers buying?
Well, what real value that we deliver for our customers is the fact that we increase their shop productivity in terms of diameter inches of pipe that's welded significantly by a factor of up to 4. We improve the weld quality in terms of repair rates to be less than 1%. And we also, of course, help them trace the data that the robots generate, so they know how many welds they have welded in a day, who has welded them, and all that. So that you have that traceability on the shop floor.
So prior to the podcast, we had a little chat about some of the progress that you've had with vision systems and cloud-based intelligence. Can you tell our audience a little bit about those two things going on for Novarq?
Absolutely. So with our spool welding robot currently as a collaborative robot, a junior welder has to basically operate the machine by monitoring the weld and making adjustments during the weld if required. The machine itself has some semi-autonomy using its laser-based seam tracking and distance control. But what we saw was a huge potential to further automate by using vision systems. So what we've added now is a vision system that's basically looking at the image of the weld, similar to what welders or welder operators would be doing, and can infer information that is of interest for the control system. So the machine learning algorithms that we have developed can detect, for example, the tack, when it's starting, when it's ending, and it can change the weld parameters adaptively during the weld. With our cloud solution, what we're hoping to do and achieve is to have the dashboard for customers that can basically show their productivity gains and give them also an access to all the videos and all the log files that the robots create for each weld.
So this is true traceability for the welding industry, which is a new thing too.
Absolutely. I mean, this information is available from any device anywhere in the world they are, so they can access it anytime, and they can go back and watch videos for welds they've done even 9 months ago. So there is full traceability anywhere, anytime.
That's wonderful news. So when you decided to create this system, you decided to go collaborative. And how was your robot collaborative?
So one thing I should point out is that process pipe welding has a very high mix, low volume nature. So that means every part is different from the next one. And applying traditional robotic solutions to this kind of a problem really doesn't work. And that's why we started with a different approach. Now, collaborative robots have been around for now probably around 15 years. And what we saw is that the nature of having a collaborative robot, meaning having a welder operator beside a cobot, lends itself much better to this problem. And the way it's done is that the operator basically brings the cobot where the pipe is, which takes care of a lot of that variation in the process, where the joint is. The operator selects the welding procedure for that pipe based on the thickness and diameter, and that takes care of a lot of variations there again in terms of the geometry of the joint, and they can start welding in less than 3 minutes through this whole process that I described. Now, during the weld, they can observe and they can change parameters, such as water feed speed, travel speed, as well as welding, other welding parameters as required based on the training we provide and their background in welding. And this input is actually required for some welds that have to be, for example, welded to ASME B 31.1 or 0.3.
So I'd like to talk for a minute about innovation and how you got here as a startup and if you had some help along the way.
Well, absolutely. I mean, starting a welding robotics company is not possible without having great partners. So when we started, we signed up to Foresight, a clean ticket accelerator here in British Columbia. And that was a tremendous help in terms of basically fine tuning our processes and product, as well as we also signed up for the Mars accelerator in Ontario. And both accelerators were actually very helpful in different stages that we were in, starting from the formation of the company through creating the product and then later on through scaling around the world. I should also mention in terms of industry partners, we had a lot of help from Lincoln Electric that helped us from day one in terms of getting us set up with the equipment that we needed all the way through sharing their experience when it comes to pipe welding.
Well, that's great. Do you have a kind of a sweet spot client? So obviously you're doing heavy welding and oil and gas and shipyards. So what does your bullseye client look like?
Yeah, our main focus has been really three different segments. So the first one is, of course, oil and gas industry. There's a lot of process piping that are used in refineries, in LNG plants, in pump stations, and a lot of other applications in the oil and gas industry. The second segment being the shipbuilding, there's a lot of, again, process pipes that are used in ships. Could be the ballast water management system or the engine rooms. And it could be new ships or it could be retrofit of existing ships. And then the third segment, which is equally important, is the mechanical contractors. And that's typically customers that prefabricate process pipes or spools for municipal buildings or commercial buildings or institutional buildings.
I'm kind of guessing, but are these complex or are they simple welds or is it kind of a complex, sounds like you're high mix, so it's maybe a combination of both?
Well, depending on the segment, the answer changes. For oil and gas industry or shipbuilding, these are very difficult welds to be done by hand. In some applications, the pipes are x-rayed 100%, and that puts a lot of responsibility and burden, of course, on welders if they're doing it by hand. So with our solution, actually taking out that hand variation in the process, the welder operators have much more confidence to be able to produce that extra quality every time. There's also other, of course, testing that customers have to do depending on the application of the pipe.
I was actually going to ask you a little bit about how your customers are qualifying pipes. And so it obviously is done by X-ray and other technologies.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the process when customers sign up for the SWR, they have to either create their own new welding procedure specification or revise their existing process. And as a part of that, they need to weld samples of the pipes with the machine and do mechanical testing. That includes bend tests, tensile tests, sharp impact tests, and such. And that then gives them the confidence that they can produce a good quality weld with this machine. And then when the robot goes into production, there will be continuous quality control using either hydro testing or x-rays or UT testing, different methods that are available in the welding industry for ensuring that the pipes are welded to the quality that are, that is required. And we can also help our customers with our existing WPS that we have developed in-house. And we have also, we've gained also a lot of experience when it comes to making sure the customers are set up to be able to produce that extra quality weld every time.
So from the quality discussion and employee attraction discussion, what is the ROI discussion that you're having with a lot of your clients?
A great question. I mean, the ROI is a very important step of our onboarding of new customers. And we offer actually our own consultation services for the ROI calculation. Typically, what we see in the industry is that the ROI is something between 6 months to 18 months on this investment. We've seen it as short as 6 months. And sometimes, depending on the volume, it could go up to 18 months. But that 6 to 18 months is roughly where it should be. And then that's where it is. And we also have realized ROIs from customers that have been able to hit these numbers that we share with our customers.
And what are some of the challenges, Suresh, that you still have? Is it training or spare parts? Is it the lack of engineers?
Well, I would say this, historically, a lot of challenge has been around, okay, so this is a new product, and there was a lot of hesitation around how it's going to work out. But I would say over the years, we see we don't see much of that anymore, given that the industry is now familiar with Novarc and our product. So we see a high adoption of our solution. We see repeat customers. We have very large EPCs that have signed up for this solution in different locations. So getting over that initial, what is this product? I think that's been that was a challenge that we see much less of. Of course, COVID has been has thrown its own wrench into everything, including our work. So yes, I mean, to some degree, procurement has been has its own challenges, but we have been able to overcome those. But that's something that's ongoing, and we continue to monitor.
Yes, I was going to ask you, you know, trade events on hold and launching new products, obviously word of mouth is very powerful for you, but how else are you selling your systems?
Well, that's, I mean, you're an expert in B2B marketing. So I would say we've been lucky that even from day one, we started doing, we had two pillars for our marketing, right? We had the online and offline, and through our website and other social media platforms, we've been able to create leads. But most importantly, I would say, we had the ability to do live demos, and we continue to do that. And that has been helping a lot. In addition to that, this being capital equipment, of course, as you know, Jim, people want to come and see the equipment, right? So, and this is a new one. There's nothing similar to it anywhere in the world. So that's why we place demo units in US, in Germany, in China, and in UAE for customers to come and see this machine in operation, and they can weld their pipes with it. They can get their hands on and just see and feel the machine. And I would say we've been also lucky that we've got repeat customers now that are coming back and buying more machines. And the last thing that really helped, I mean, this year was to have the case studies that we have published now on our website for different market segments. And that's available for customers to come and see and just see the results that other customers have been able to achieve.
I think you're right. I think your industry is probably like a lot of industries in B2B where people just need to say, did we test it with our pipes? Did you go and see it? And it's great that you're doing those digital and physical applications.
Well, glad to hear that.
What does the future look like for you and for your industry, Suresh, based on what you've seen so far?
Well, I think there's a lot of potential still in the collaborative robotics market that has been untapped. There's a lot of new products that are coming online. I would say in the welding industry in itself, there's still a huge potential for cobots. And then when I look into the future and what we've achieved to date and where still things could be going, and I see a lot of work that we can do, and it would be another step improvement by applying the and perfecting the AI work that we have done to date and applying machine learning to really mimic that welder's knowledge when they adjust different parameters by looking at the weld. If we can get that dialed in, I think we will see another huge step. And that's not only in process pipe welding, but that could be in other welding applications as well.
Thank you, Suresh. How can people find out, how can people find you and find out more about Novarc Tech?
For anybody who's interested to see our machines in operation, I would encourage you to visit our website, noworktech.com, and then you would be able to book an online demo and can actually see the machine in operation. And if you would like to see it in person, feel free to contact our email address at sales@noworktech.com, and we would be happy to arrange an actual in-person demo, depending on where you are in the world.
And I'm going to spell Novark. It's Novarc Tech. Our sponsor today is ArcX. Their solution allows manufacturers to create a custom error-proof system with a minimum of components and integration effort. ArcX manufactures interface devices that connect factory assets to the enterprise using standard protocols. The result is the optimization of human capital. ArcX systems are used in high-mix manufacturing environments, enabling poke-yoke integration for error-free final assembly and test. You can find them at www.arcx.com. I'd like to thank and acknowledge our partner, A3, the Association for Advancing Automation. A3 is the umbrella association for the RIA, AIA, MCMA, and A3 Mexico. These four associations combined represent almost 1,300 automation manufacturers, component suppliers, systems integrators, end users, research groups, and consulting firms throughout the world that are driving automation forward. And I'd like to recognize our partner, Painted Robot. Painted Robot offers and integrates digital solutions. They're a web development firm that has SEO and digital social marketing and can set up and connect CRM and other ERP tools to unify marketing, sales, and operations. And they're at paintedrobot.com. And if you'd like to get in touch with us at The Robot Industry Podcast, our email is therobotindustrypodcast@gmail.com, or you can find me, Jim Beretta, on LinkedIn. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Be safe out there. Today's podcast was produced by Customer Attraction Industrial Marketing, and I'd like to thank my nephew, Chris Gray, for the music, Chris Colvin for audio production, my partner, Janet, and our sponsor, ArcX.